me about the, I'm coming from San Francisco, and I'm working in Soto Zen Buddhism International Center, which is the affiliated office of Soto Zen in Japan headquarters. And as Soto-san said, that actually we are helping the local priest and the Zen centers, also temples outside of Japan. So outside of Japan means, you know, Japan is tiny, tiny country, but the outside Japan means the whole of the world. And actually in our office, we have just three people. So it's, so that's why we keep traveling. But today, thank you very much for inviting me. And also, fortunately, this from last weekend, we have so much storm, and maybe some of them affected with the storm. So if you have some affected from the damage from storm, I'm so sorry for that. Yeah. But so now I'm a bit worried about the, on my way back, can I get my house tonight or not? I hope I can get. So today I'm talking about the, starting from the Buddha's teaching. And Buddha's teaching, Buddhism teaching. What do you think? Buddha's teaching. What are you think about an image is coming up in your mind? But so before that, I'm sorry about the, I'm Japanese, so I'm sorry about my English skill. And if you not understand or I cannot hear, just ignore that. I want to keep talking. just ask me about the, so the Buddha's teaching.
The image that came up was the Bodhi tree.
Bodhi tree, yeah.
Place of enlightenment.
Enlightenment. Hmm. Circle. Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Hmm?
Stupid.
Oh, stupor.
Compassion.
Or noble truths. No noble truths. That is good.
An appropriate response.
Response.
Liberation from suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's everything is fine. Everything is okay. But one thing is basic teaching is the lose desire. Don't have a desire. Yeah, then that is the so easy teaching. Maybe maybe kids can understand what the meaning of it. Don't have a desire or greedy want or something like that. But we are people, so we have them actually, naturally. And we have the ability to have the desires. And, you know, people having the anxiety and worries because of the desire. You know, kind of these anxiety, the worries is coming from desire. For example, for the human relationship, if you think about it, to make a good relationship with others or someone, that means you like him or you hate him or you hate her or she or you like. Even like or hate, that is a desire. So if you don't have any desire, you doesn't care about someone, about the relationship. So these the most important thing is the we have humans, so we have a desire, but just release it. It's the desire is a natural thing. It's coming up, keep coming up, but just release. And one of the practice to release the desire is the sitting. But not only sitting, the always sitting and the teaching is come together. And sometimes it works, but it's not sometimes. Sometimes doesn't work, but it's keep doing the teaching and sitting is there. The, it's circle. You taught. And the Buddhism is the important thing is not to have the unnecessary desire or greed. Just have a minimum desire, such as just wish. So gravity those minimum. Yeah, the gravity, those minimums, by proper mind, is the teaching of the Buddha. So the Buddhism teaching, the Buddhism lead us to the proper mind. And there's maybe you know some teachings and you learn the teachings, but the most famous, my favorite teaching is middle way. Don't go right, don't go left, just go in the middle. Stay the middle. And the Buddhism is like an indicator for us. So for example, tonight, the one teaching, you know the shoyoku chisoku means little desire and contentment with a little gain. This means to know enough. You mean that people have already have. So don't make the desire. Everybody have already enough. That is easy to understand thinking, but for I'm thinking this, the shoyoku chisoku, the little desire and contentment with a little gain, means when you have a desire or feel desire, look into yourself, inside yourself, and find what you already got and activate it. You know, people have everything. I mean, most of the people have already have everything, but they are not activated because the desire is get your activated ability from you. So that means in a chanting, like we are saying nothing. You know, again, the sitting and the teaching is the sitting is the making the neutral, and the teaching is keep thinking and doing these thing and makes your mind in the middle. Then when you get middle, is the you can find yourself into yourself and you can activate. But don't believe yourself because your activation is not forever. So keep learning and keep sitting and doing. Keep you in the middle. And so the Buddhism teaching Do you know the teaching of Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path? This is famous teaching from Buddha, and he talked about this just right after the Enlightenment. It was said. But the time of the Buddha's living, the situation is a bit different from now. You know, when the Shakyamuni Buddha was living, the system of the society is controlled by the one handful of rich people. Then the society is like a pyramid, right? And was caste system. So the people, when the Shaka is living, they live, for example, for suffering, life, old, getting ill, and death. But this life is different because when the time of the Shakyamuni Buddha, people's life is already suffering because they cannot change their life. They born with one category, they born and they cannot change anything. So most of the people, they are praying for next life. That is the religious of the Shakyamuni Buddha's time. And Shakyamuni Buddha was radical because he said, wait a minute, the life isn't here. Don't pray for the next life. Just do your best in your life. So these Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Paths is the for now your real life works. It works. So that's why now the Buddha's teaching is work in our real life. And so that's why when the time of Buddha is living, actually Buddhism is not so spread so widely. But after Shakyamuni Buddha's death, is their disciples is they going to going to another country and spreading his teach. And after over the 3,000 years, now we are learning we can learn the Buddhism. And actually this month is the over 3,000 years ago, the Shakyamuni Buddha has passed in February. And when he passed, he told to the disciples or the surroundings, he said, don't worry about that. To strive, to living with, to strive to live with Dharma, you're safe. So, all of us is we are learning the Buddhism, and we can remember the Buddha's teaching. And so do not worry anything. Buddha be with you. So then the Buddhism is born in India, then after the Bodhisattva going to the China, and our founder Dogen Zenji went to the China, and he came back from China 1268, I think. And since then, the Soto Zen is grown up. I mean, the grown up in Japan. And we, the Soto Zen priest in Japan, we, everyone is spending at least 1 year to 1 year, and some of them spend more than 5-10 years in a monastery. So today I would like to show you the short video of our monastery life.
Four o'clock in the morning. The day of the training monks begins with the wake-up bell. Washing the face in the morning. With only one wash bowl of water, and without wasting even a single drop, monks wash their face and head to awaken to the Buddha's life. Early morning zazen. After washing the face, the training monks immediately practice zazen in the dawn. After early morning zazen, the training monks go up to the Dharma Hall for morning service. A monk hits the cloud gong, umpan, in the kitchen. The morning meal, consisting of rice gruel, pickled vegetables, and sesame salt, are placed in front of the altar of Ida Sonten, the guardian deity of the kitchen. The chief cook makes 9 prostrations to the food, and then the monks carry it to the monks' hall. Dogen Zenji emphasized the importance of eating as an essential practice. Dogen Zenji considered cooking an important part of spiritual practice. He kindly admonished that the cook should value even one grain of rice or one stalk of a vegetable. The monks received the food as an offering for the sake of maintaining the Buddha way, and with gratitude for the labors of many people.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. In the monastery, the Dogen Zenji wrote about the teaching of the cooking, Tenzo Kyokun. Does anyone see the book, right? Yeah, Tenzo Kyokun. Yeah, the Dogen Zenji told that the monastery meal has to have three minds, three merit, six taste. Three mind. One is a joyful mind. Second, parental mind. And third, big mind. These three mind. And three merit is simple and tender, clean, and cook accord with Dharma. And six tastes is bitter, sour, sweet, spicy, salty, and pearly. So maybe the three mind, when you hear the three mind, joyful mind, parental mind, big mind, maybe you can kind of understand. But so let's say joyful mind is actually not enjoying. The joyful mind is to the thank, to the food. Thank for the food. That is joyful mind. And the parental mind is the think about the other one as yourself. Like a parent think about their kid like as their selves. And the big mind is big mind. But from the book, teaching from cooking, I want point out the more than three mind, the three merit and six taste. Three merit, one is a simple and tender. Second, clean. And the third is cook accord with Dharma. And this cook accord with Dharma is the, even if the ingredient are simple, don't be averse or lazy with the ingredients. Even if the ingredient are rich or luxurious, do not be exalted or festive with the ingredient. That means don't be influenced by the quality of the ingredients. Two, change your mind about it or the way you treat them. This is actually for the middle way. And also the sixth taste, I told there's bitter, sour, sweet, spicy, salty, and paley. The paley is the consisting of adding the other five tastes without sacrificing the loose, the original taste of the ingredient. So the paley is the very thin or narrow, but so strong. So please imagine that. If we put these three merit and six taste into our life, three merit in yourself, simple and tender, clean, cook with Dharma. I mean, do not change your mind or your treat with others. I mean, stay in the middle. And six taste to others. Don't lose the other one's originality. Then you put your taste, but never lose their originality because they are so strong. These three merit and six taste has to have a monastery meal. And I told if we put these three merit and six taste put into our life, the relationship with others would much more smoothly and happier. And in a monastery, always we live with someone, next to someone. We have no time, no safe time. Always living with others. So that's why, you know, eating is our primary movement to eat. But still, when we're eating, we are thinking about these three merit and the six taste. And keep trying. Stay myself into the middle way and try to treat with others. Don't lose their originality, but to put relate with own way. And lastly, maybe you sangha when you have a dinner in here. Maybe you chant five verses. Yep. And I think, these five verses is these three merit and six taste for whom who eat the meal. So last of it, I will read these five contemplations. The first, considering how much effort produced this food, we reflect on its origins. Second, mindful of the deficiencies of our own virtue and practice, we strive to be worthy of this offering. Third, we take restraining the mind and avoiding foes such as greed as the essential principles. principle. Fourth, we use this food properly as good medicine to keep our bodies from withering away. Fifth, for the sake of attaining the way we now receive this food. So for today, please remember three merit and six taste. And if, so when you eat, if you remember a little bit of the six merit and six taste, I'm so glad with you. Thank you very much.
Question?
Yeah.
The six taste.
Yes.
Is it pairing?
Pale.
Oh, pale.
Yeah, pale. Yeah. Oh, pale.
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 Not like plain?
Like plain.
Like plain.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Plain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Pale.
I have the same question.
Yeah.
Yeah, pale is pale. Pale. And, you know, not clear, but, the, you know, it's the pale. Pale. Yeah, the sixth taste. Yeah. Again, yeah, the bitter, sour, sweet, spicy, salty, and pale is pale.
Kind of, yeah, neutral.
Yes.
Kind of just the plain taste of the food without
yeah,
any.
Yeah, just plain. Yeah.
Like
just
oatmeal, plain. Just oatmeal. No spice, no raisins, no sugar.
The own taste.
The
original
taste.
Taste.
Yeah, got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the yeah, in Tenzo Kyokun, Dogen say the pavey is consisting of adding the other five taste. You know, the pale, the original taste, you put, you know, adding your taste, then the original taste is more active. Yeah. So I say the please think, please put this teaching into the others. Don't lose the original taste and put other taste, them getting active. So and also in the when I talk about their you know, greedy desire, taking the ability of the activation from you.
There's a saying from Suzuki Roshi. He said, brown rice is just right. And I think that's the pale, you know, just brown rice.
Wow.
Just as so, just brown rice as so.
Yeah. Yeah, but so today I'm talking from the Buddha to Dogen Zenji, and still, you know, this doesn't change. Same. So it's the same thing. We keep learning. Keep learning. The three mind, the three mind. I told three mind.
Three merits.
Three merit. A three merit is the simple one. Is simple and tender. Second is clean. And third is cook according with Dharma.
Is the second clean?
Clean. Clean.
Clean.
Clean is clean. Clean. Yeah. The, okay. CL. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Clean. Yeah. And one is, I say, simple and tender. That means soft. But, you know, in a, when the Dogen Zenji wrote this Tenzo Kyokun was the 800 years ago, and that time the ingredients, I mean the vegetable is more hard and hard to eat, you know, more root, have a more rooty, and so is the think this the simple and tender is the think about this someone to eat this food, easy to eat. Yeah, that is simple and tender. Green is green, right? Looks green, keep it green. And cook according with Dharma is the don't hustle or don't abuse with ingredients. Just do, every time do whatever, do your best. It doesn't matter about the good or bad.
Another thought, excuse me for saying so much, but I was in Japan touring monasteries with a group some time ago, and we were served temple meals, but not like for monks, but for guests.
Yeah, for the guests. Yeah.
For the guests. Mm-hmm. So with quite elaborate number of dishes and so mm-hmm. forth. Mm-hmm. But one thing that was common through all the dishes that were served was how soft they were. Mm-hmm. And so it's this principle, I think, that you're talking about. Everything, very, very few like crunchy things, but many soft, you know,
yeah.
soft, mm-hmm. Very easy to eat
yes.
kind of food and delicious. But that quality yes. of softness was something I noticed all over those meals.
And also for the soft, I mean the, you know, like rice. Every morning we eat the rice pudding, congee. But you know, in a monastery, now it's still, but in a Dogen Zenji's time, in the monastery, there's so limited. So if we boil the rice much longer than the rice, it's getting bigger, right? And that in the temple meal, there's many ideas to activate limited resources. Yeah, and for example, the soft means it's getting like getting bigger.
Add lots of water, right? Yeah. Nothing softer than water.
Yeah, but actually in the monastery we will get the minimum to keep, I mean, sustain our trainings. So yeah, try. That's why.
We have some more time if anybody has any more questions.
Lisa, I just have one quick question.
Oh.
What about training women?
Mm-hmm.
What is the training, monastic training for women?
You're talking about in Japan? Yeah, there's two women's monastery.
Is it similar to the men's training?
Same.
It's the same?
It's the same. Yes.
Same schedule, same.
Yeah, same schedule. They are following the same schedule.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, in Japan, is the no. Listen to these years. There's the, you know, the some few monasteries they have the men and the women mixed. Yes. Yes, actually, I went there 2 weeks ago. They're so great. So
we have a guest coming in, a female guest coming in a few weeks, just a couple of more weeks, and she trained it. I think it's called Tofuji?
Toshoji.
Toshoji, that's
yes.
it. Toshoji, and that's mixed.
Yeah, that is the mixed I mean, I'm sorry for, to say the mix. The men and the women, yeah, training together.
Practice together there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great. Actually, who is coming?
Kathy Early, do you know? She trained at Green Gulch for quite a long time and Tassajara.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went to Japan and stayed, I think, year, 2 years, something like that. Yeah,
Toshoji is the one of monastery. They have men and women together. And yeah, if you're going to Japan, and the Toshoji is quite far from Tokyo or Kyoto, but still you can visit. If you want to visit, please call me. I will contact.
I was wondering, watching the video, it seems like in monastery life, doesn't seem like the middle. Seems very...
It's very, very...
Yes. So where's the middle?
Yeah, then, you know, actually the video was old, but still, don't worry, we're doing the same thing. But you know, one thing I can say that we should know both sides, right? So that's why the Dogen Zenji made the monastery, and Keizan Zenji, he made the temples all over Japan, right? So the monastery is the monastery is not the final place. The final place is to learn and to spread the teaching to the other ones, not hold into your inside. So, I think monastery is already monastery, but yeah, they are quite strict, but I like it. But one thing I can say, we should know both sides. And the monastery is so special, training place. The training means to see the other side. Then after that, you can go for the middle. It's okay.
Did you ever work in the kitchen when you were in the monastery?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then it's nice. I mean, you know, the kitchen people, they say the monastery, they wake up 4 o'clock, but the kitchen, we have to wake up 3 o'clock, one before. And it's so hot. But As I told you, in a monastery, we have no own time. We're always together. But in the kitchen, with cutting or the washing, that is my time. And in the Tenzoroshi, the head of the kitchen is the one of the three the important people in the monastery. So, yeah, we can hear many things from him. Yeah. And also there's a food. Extra food. Yeah, sure.
I've been hearing about the middle way for years, and you've said the word center tonight, and it made me think, gosh, maybe it really does mean like centered.
Mm.
That is just centered in your body. And I mean, it isn't so much that it means not too far over here and not too far over here, but centered,
mm-hmm.
like grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
means
coincide with...
Yeah, I mean, the middle way is the, it's so difficult. So that's why we try every day the sitting. And when you study the teaching, because your mind is a little bit going to somewhere, right? So you want to make a center. So we keep sitting and studying and making us the center. Try to make a center. But also Buddha said, also try. Keep trying. Say that there's no end. We always keep trying. And how to try is the teaching, the learn the teaching, and sitting. You know, it's the sitting is back to the neutral, the empty. And teaching is put, learning, and make these two. And sometimes the wisdom is coming to you. All right, right, right. I got it. But the wisdom is easy to change. Depends on your condition. Depends on your surroundings. So that's why even the wisdom, just throw it. Teaching and sitting. Keep to that. Then try to make a center. But many times we are going somewhere.
Thank you.
I have a question about Dokusan in the monastery. Do you,
Dokusan.
Is Dokusan something that every monk has with his teacher, and is it every day? Is it every how is Dokusan handled in the monastery?
Yeah, I went to the Sojiji. The video was Eiheiji. And Soto Zen in Japan have Eiheiji and Sojiji, two head monasteries. And you know, when I was in a monastery, it's like 120, 30 training monks, and the not only one teacher do the doksan. You know, we have doksan every night zazen, but a different teacher. And, you know, someone wants to speak with this particular teacher, and if he's doing the doksan, they go to talk with the teacher.
Do they have a particular teacher that they're aligned with, or are they just expected to work with all the teachers?
Yeah, before the night zazen, there's an announcement, today's doksan is with this teacher. And we don't know the planning. We just know before the sitting.
Thank you.